8 minutes now before we get to six. It's time to talk about Facebook and WhatsApp.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now, if you receive an in-app message on WhatsApp this week, don't skip or ignore it. The message service has updated its terms and conditions sections to include further Facebook integration. Changes come into effect from the 8th of February, after which any user that has not agreed to the new terms will no longer be able to access the messaging service. Jan from Mullen is the editor at large at mybroadband.co.za, joining you to perhaps allay your fears or make them greater. Jan, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm well. How are you?
I'm worried. I found myself nervous, and I don't know why, because, I mean, I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on WhatsApp, but for some reason, it seems like I should be worried. Let me ask, how worried should we be about the data that WhatsApp, Facebook will be sharing or have access to now?
Not really, but I am seeing people sort of take a principled stance here. Look, 2020 was the year, I think, that the social dilemma was released on Netflix, and a lot of people just are worried about the amount of data that a company like Facebook has access to and what it's done with that data. Now, that said, this particular change that we're talking about has been in place since June last year. Nothing is materially changing on WhatsApp, except the fact that now there's this pop-up message to say you must accept these new terms or that the app will stop working for you on the 8th of February. And Facebook has reached out to me after, you know, the articles ran yesterday to explain that this change is only about business messaging. And quoting Facebook now, there will be no change in data sharing with Facebook for non-business chats and account information. And with regard to business messaging, we are not mandating users to share data. Now, it also comes down to the fact that people just don't believe Facebook. So even though, you know, I'm giving you all this information from Facebook side about what they will and won't do, a lot of people are reading this and going, I don't believe them. I don't believe that they are only going to be doing this with my data. And for that reason, I'm saying, you know, enough's enough. I'm going to find an alternative.
So, I mean, you mentioned it's all about companies, but let's ask, how far down the rabbit hole does this go? I mean, so if I don't have a business WhatsApp, I shouldn't be worried at all then?
Yes, or if you're not communicating with a business on WhatsApp. So it's about, according to Facebook, this is about making the privacy policy and terms of service more explicit regarding communicating with businesses online. So whether that's, you know, ABSA has a WhatsApp bot, or, you know, airlines that end up using WhatsApp to communicate with you, or any other business in South Africa that's actually decided to make use of WhatsApp. You know, if a radio station uses WhatsApp for its SMS line, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, in that case, and then Facebook has made it quite clear that they can't read your messages. Your messages are end-to-end encrypted. So this is really about, like, the other data they have about you that is publicly available.
All right.
You know, they're trying to set people at ease, but as I said, in this particular case, people just don't believe them.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm sitting here, I'm like, nah, it's not happening. Jan, I'm running out of time very quickly, but I do have an SMS coming in saying, does your guest have any suggestions for another messaging app just in case to migrate to should things not go my way?
Sure, there's many. What people seem to be migrating to is Telegram, but don't believe the hype around Telegram that it's more secure than WhatsApp. It isn't, but it's a fine messaging service. And then Signal, in terms of secure messengers, Signal is probably the best. Comes with an endorsement from Edward Snowden. And there's hordes of others. There's WeChat, but, you know, if security is your concern, WeChat is a messaging service owned by a Chinese company, and people are nervous about sharing their data. It doesn't really have encryption and stuff. But yeah, it's out there. It's a fine messenger as well, and with lots of features. And there's hordes others. There's so much competition for WhatsApp. Facebook needs to tread carefully here.
Jan, thank you so very much for joining us. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large at mybroadband.co.za.